Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Are WWE planning a scary Royal Rumble finish? We'll talk about it. Plus, the top AEW star could be out for a long time. And will we see John Cena at WrestleMania? Spoiler, we won't because we can't see him. For Wednesday, January 27th, 2021, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News. Royal Rumble weekend fast approaching. This Sunday, January 31st, it is time to rumble once again. And as we get set for the rumble, we're getting some indication as to what we can expect from that show. And this comes from WrestleVotes, who normally pretty on the money with stuff they tweet about. They say the following: sorry for the lack of details here, but still noteworthy in my opinion. Had a brief conversation earlier with a source regarding the men's Royal Rumble match. They said, quote, there's a finish that scares the death out of me, and it is legitimately getting heavy consideration. Yikes. Now, in terms of what this could this mean scary in the sense of spooky stuff with Bray Wyatt, Randy Orton and Alexa Bliss all involved in Rumble matches over the course of the pay-per-view? There could be some spooky goings on. Scary in the sense of it could be a stunt that has to be hit pretty much perfectly in order for it to work. So scary in that sense, it could be something logistically scary. I think, though, that's just a punt. I think more than likely it's going to be something Bray Wyatt scary to conclude the 2021 Royal Rumble. I'm very intrigued by what this scary Rumble finish could be. We haven't seen anything from Bray Wyatt since he got burned alive at TLC. We could see Bray Wyatt return during the Rumble since Randy Orton has left us on Monday Night Raw following an RKO to Alexa Bliss. What perfect time for Bray Wyatt to exact his revenge than during the Rumble match itself. Oh, this is going to be an interesting one this weekend. And also with the production they've been putting on lately at the Thunderdome, they can get away with doing some more outlandish stuff during matches, as we saw on Monday Night Raw with Alexa Bliss having rocking horses appearing in the ring, changing outfits multiple times. We can do that stuff now because of the nature of programming. So the Royal Rumble, we could see something spooky going down during the match. Staying with Royal Rumble, Fightful Select reporting this one. There's been some talk as to why we were told that Edge is going to be in the Royal Rumble match. When Edge cut that amazing promo on Monday Night Raw, many were saying, why are they telling us that Edge is in the Rumble? Could they not have kept it a surprise? Why didn't they keep it a surprise? Fightful Select have reported that they were told by somebody within the company that if there were an actual crowd at the show, there's a very good chance the announcement would have been held off and they would have had it as a surprise. Thus, the decision was made that Edge's return was best served as being announced ahead of the show in order to create some buzz to help attract lapsed fans who are familiar with him. It would have been a step down, in my opinion, to have that amazing return, that surprise return for Edge last year, and then to do another surprise return this year in the Thunderdome. Whilst it's an impressive setup, it is nowhere near the level of greatness of a stadium. So I'm glad that they kind of revealed it. I know many will speak about this for a while as to why they spoiled it. Speaking of spoiling Rumble numbers, on WWE Backstage this coming week, they are going to be revealing some of the key numbers in the Royal Rumble. They're going to be revealing who is entering at number 30 in the Men's Rumble and who's entering number 1 and 2 in the Women's Rumble. Maybe that's a step too far if you're going to give away too many of the key numbers. That's a conversation we can have another time. AEW news, and it looks like we may not see Pentagon for quite some time. One third of Death Triangle, the tag partner of Phoenix, not in action for some whiles, apparently. So Dave Meltzer on Wrestling Observer Radio has said, quote, "If you remember last week, they did the angle where they beat up Pentagon. I don't even know if that was the real Pentagon that was in there. But the idea is that on Being the Elite, they said they're going to be out of action for a long, long time. I know he was injured going in, so I don't know what that means." So possibly this is the end of Phoenix for quite some, end of Pentagon for quite some time within AEW following an injury. Especially if you're not even sending out the actual Pentagon to take a beating on AEW programming. That says that he might be in a bad way. We send our best wishes to Pentagon. Nia Jax has hit back at critics following the botch from Monday Night Raw. She did a choke bomb type move on Dana Brooke, and Dana landed pretty badly on her head. We have heard from multiple sources that Dana Brooke is fine, but it was a sketchy moment for us watching at home, and multiple people have tweeted some critique of Nia Jax's form. Once again, the conversation turning to whether Nia Jax is safe in the ring or not. Nia Jax has responded to some of these quote retweets with phrases like, glad to see I'm still living rent-free in all of your weak-ass losers' heads. Also, another one where she has quote tweeted Alex McCarthy of Talk Sports saying, a thread of whiners. Love to see it. An ECW legend is getting an Impact World title match on the 13th of February. Tommy Dreamer will face Rich Swann for the Impact World title at No Surrender. This show takes place on Tommy Dreamer's 50th birthday. Seems like a lovely birthday present for Tommy Dreamer to get a shot at the Impact World title. That'll also be the night that we see the Good Brothers defending the Impact Tag titles against AEW's Private Party. No Surrender from Impact, shaping up to be an interesting night of wrestling. Miro on a Twitch stream, his Q&A session, was asked about retirement, and he says, quote, when the time is right. I've said it before, I can guarantee you if I don't become AEW champion, I'm going to probably retire. Not probably, I will retire if I don't become AEW champion. Do you know what that means? That means I'm going to become AEW champion. Miro sticking his flag in the ground. He wants to become AEW champ, or otherwise he'll retire. I'd love to see Miro as champion, I'm just saying. WWE Superstar Spectacle aired yesterday. One of the matches was subject to change, we've discovered from PW Insider. They say during the Superstar Spectacle, the company aired a video on Kavita Dev and mentioned that she was back in India dealing with a family issue. This was legitimate. The original plan was for Dev to team with Charlotte Flair on the special. Instead, it was Serena Sandhu who was placed into that tag team match instead. We send our best wishes to Kavita Dev, who no doubt will be a big part of WWE's expansion into India very, very soon. The artist formerly known as Cassius Ohno is returning with a podcast. So Chris Hero tweeted out, can Chris Hero save wrestling? That's the plan. Excited to sit down with Conrad Thompson each week to remind everyone just how fascinating and fulfilling pro wrestling can be. This podcast is for anyone who loves Pro Wrestling. It debuts Tuesday for free only at adfreeshows.com. Tell you what, like they have built quite the roster on adfreeshows.com. You've got Bruce Pritchard, you've got Jim Ross, you've got Tony Schiavone there as well. You've got Rebel doing big party shows on Zoom, which are great fun. You've got Medusa doing stuff, you've got ECW stuff on there as well. And now Chris Hero. That is quite the podcasting network. I am nothing if not envious. TMZ spoke to Stephanie McMahon about Ronda Rousey and whether or not we'll see her back in a WWE ring anytime soon. And Steph said, Ronda's been very public that she'd like to start her own family. Once she does that, our doors are absolutely open, our arms are open, and we are very hopeful that Ronda will come back home to WWE. There was another former champion in WWE that came up in conversation this week.
Hugh, we can't see you.
You can't see me? Oh, I love doing that.
And we love that you do it.
You know what else I love? L.A. You know, when I say L.A., it just sounds so manufactured.
Hugh, keep in mind, we are live.
You know what else I love? L.A. That's right, Hollywood. And who doesn't love a little drama and suspense? Cue dramatic zoom. Well, I've got some for you. WrestleMania's going Hollywood. In 2023, you didn't see that plot twist coming. And scene. Print that one. That's the one. Oh, and also, if you want some, come get some.
Will we see John Cena at WrestleMania 37? We have speculated this on the news videos on our YouTube channel, and Triple H told Sports Illustrated, quote, I won't put words in John's mouth, but I can speak to his passion, and it's WWE and WrestleMania. Once you do this at a high level, and John does it at the highest, it's very hard to put down. If there is a way for him to be there, he will be there. It would be quite the coup to have John Cena just rocking up at WrestleMania this year. Now we know it's coming out of the Thunderdome. Now we know that there's going to be a two-night spectacle once again, which I'm very grateful for. I'm confident we'll see John Cena. I have no other authority or information on that, but I think he's going to turn up. If my opinions are worth anything, I think he's going to turn up. On the Cultaholic YouTube channel right now, WTF moments from Monday Night Raw with Ross went on last night, plus a brand new Cultaholic list, the 10 strangest WWE Royal Rumble entrants ever. Some unusual names that have rocked up in Rumbles over the years, and you can check out our list at youtube.com/cultaholic. On the Cultaholic podcast feed today, a brand new episode of Desert Island Graps. I'm going to be chatting to Welsh wrestling star Elijah, part of the Britwrest scene. He was recently part of You Are Cordially Invited, that gathering of British wrestling souls for a cinematic wrestling experience on New Year's Eve. He's also been a part of Attack Pro Wrestling and Progress Wrestling. You're going to find out a lot about Elijah today. I'm excited to introduce my mate Elijah to you on the podcast feed. At twitch.tv/cultaholic, you've got a double whammy today of Twitch-based antics. So not only is Jack and Owen back tonight with Cultaholic FC, guiding the careers of one of the cheapest football teams around, but I'll be playing some Nintendo 64 games at about 2 o'clock Greenwich Mean Time. Cultaholic 64 debuts today. Every Wednesday, you and I are just going to play some N64 games. And I can reveal we're going to be playing Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time. Fancy coming along, chilling out and playing some N64 with me? twitch.tv/cultaholic. I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. Love you, bye.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.